I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday as he left Cairo for Israel, he was urging leaders in the region to press Hamas to say yes to a ceasefire proposal to halt the fighting in Gaza.
We want to end this conflict, end this war that it started or not. We'll find out. But it's clear that virtually the entire world has come together in support of the proposal. And the only open question is, will Hamas say yes?
Blinken said Hamas was the only outlier. He met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi earlier on Monday. The mother of one of four Israeli hostages rescued on Saturday says she's grateful to have her son back, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Orit Meir, whose 22-year-old son Almog was one of four Israeli hostages rescued, says her wish has come true.
I haven't stopped smiling since my Almog was returned to me.
On October 7th, Hamas took 250 hostages. Her son was one of them. He was at a rave festival. 120 hostages remain. About a third are believed dead. The Israeli rescue operation claimed the life of one commando, and Gaza's health ministry says 274 Palestinians were killed, including 64 children. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN Migration Agency told the Associated Press on Monday the number of internally displaced people in Sudan has reached more than 10 million as war drives many from their homes. The total number of refugees and internally displaced means more than a quarter of Sudan's population of 47 million has fled. More than 2 million people have been driven abroad, mostly to neighboring Chad, South Sudan, and Egypt. The conflict between the military and the paramilitary rapid support forces